This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ace's Joke of the Day, Hamilton Talk, and some news from Christy. It's all coming up next.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get the Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Time now for great moments in World Cup soccer history.
The year? 1855. The place? Pullin' Pud Soccer Field near Boston, Massachusetts. Up to this point, the game of soccer had been played using a pig's bladder for a ball. The accuracy of kicks varied greatly depending upon the irregularities in shape of the individual bladder used. Then came along Charles Goodyear, who had invented vulcanized rubber nearly 20 years earlier. Goodyear developed a round rubber ball which greatly improved the consistency and accuracy of players' control of the ball. Although there were several injuries early on, most of these were eliminated when Goodyear stopped putting chrome rims and hubcaps on the ball.
Hey, I'm open.
Ow!
Another advantage to the new Goodyear soccer ball was the ability to keep a smaller spare ball on hand in case of a flat. These were nicknamed donuts because they resembled little breaded testicles. Although these donut balls were intended to be short-term temporary replacements, many poor white trash soccer teams would continue to use the small ball for several games instead of replacing it. Very tacky.
This has been Great Moments in World Cup Soccer History.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Good for you.
In the meantime, we have Pat Godwin over there. Pat, we're ready for another song here in just a few minutes. I got a little something for you.
Okay.
Kind of a surprise again. You knocked the last two out of the park.
Didn't even know the court changes the last one, but thank you.
I know you did very.
Why do you do that? No one would know.
No,
if you
I
didn't
had no
say
idea.
Anything. Pat.
It's behind the scenes.
Okay.
Then now, leave it there.
Behind the screens. Behind the screens, we have Willie Griswold in Chicago. Hey, Willie.
Hey.
Like that microphone sounds good, Willie.
Yeah, thank you.
It should. Look at it. It's
it's bigger than Willie's head.
Yeah. $250,000 microphone.
You can see that on the YouTube. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is this happening over there? And then we have in stripes today, it's Jess Hooker. Hi, Jess.
Hi, good morning, guys. Geez. How are you?
Good. Hi, Jess.
We got your mic fixed there as well. It's good to see you. But right now, as nice as good as boy, that's close.
Yeah, I know, man.
Giving Tom a breath. We want to hear you play your pans today, Jess. So.
Yeah, get those wooden spoons
out. Get ready.
I did. I brought them. I'm ready.
Okay.
But right now, we don't need any spoons because the meat is coming up. We need a knife and a fork with the meatiest joke man out. It's Ace Cosby.
Well, I've been doing a lot of hiking lately.
I have to take
along the tunes, you know, make it a playlist.
Right. Sure.
Include some music from Peanuts, also Cranberries, Eminem. It's my trail mix.
Yep. Peanuts.
Uh-huh. Cranberries.
M&M.
All ballads.
You're listening to Peanuts?
Yeah, they got some great music on the soundtracks.
Oh, are you kidding? Sure. The best Christmas music out there.
I agree.
Peanuts. Right. Very good. That's a rock solid joke. I like that.
So it's Cranberries.
M&M.
M&M.
And Peanuts.
It's a trail mix. Perfectly valid.
I guess there's there's no band like the Walnuts or the Cashews.
Right.
Yeah. There's the Raisins.
There
the
are
pistachios.
The California raisins.
The California raisins.
Well, come on.
Was a commercial.
Will you come into this century? Please?
I loved the California raisins when they came. Remember Hardee's was giving out. They would give out.
Cinnamon raisin biscuit.
They had a Christmas special. I loved.
They would dance.
Yeah,
sure.
Great. It's a rock solid joke, Ace. Don't let these naysayers.
It's fine.
Uh-huh. All right.
I can't stop it.
Pulling down the statue of Linus.
Don't do as I do as I say, Josh.
Well, thank you very much. Sad news this morning.
Good.
Do you recognize this music, Jess?
I do, yes.
You want to share it? What do you think it is?
I believe it's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Wow.
And yes.
I didn't think she'd know that.
What were these called?
Those movies.
There was a name for them. They were their own little genre, if you will.
Yeah. Spaghetti Westerns.
Very good.
Yeah. My dad made us watch a lot of Westerns growing up. So, yeah, I remember that.
Well, sadly, the Italian composer Ennio Morricone.
Morricone.
I don't know. He's got some Italian name. Don't expect me to pronounce
it. E-N-N-I-O.
Well, there's brothers. Ennio and up yo.
Ennio Morricone.
Is it a hard C or is it a soft C? Is it like celery?
I thought it was Morricone.
It might be a C-H sound.
Is Morricone?
C-H?
I heard this morning Morricone, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, in any event.
A genius nonetheless.
Yes.
It means
he also did The Untouchables, and he did one of the Hateful Eight, Quentin Tarantino soundtrack. So,
that was about 20 minutes too long.
Well, we're not reviewing the movie right now.
Right.
We're talking
about
Ennio is deceased. The interesting thing is the only person who knows where he's buried?
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh.
Boy, yeah. How about that?
Know.
Yeah.
He was 91.
Barely even cold.
Yeah.
You see, in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, the only guy that knows where the treasure...
Yes.
Never mind.
I know, the man who had no name. I don't know. Were they looking for a treasure, like Sierra Madre?
Yeah.
What was going on? Okay.
Okay, I think so. I forget.
Who was it? Eli Wallach and Lee Van Cleef and Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Lee Van Cleef.
Who was the good, who was the bad, and who was the ugly?
Well,
as you said.
Eli Wallach
for you to decide.
Eli Wallach was the ugly, and
yes.
Lee Van Cleef was the bad. And
it's like when I say right now, Ace, yours truly, Chick, and Josh are in this room. So there's three handsome men in this room. Right, Christy?
There are four handsome men. I'm not going to fall for that.
Say yes.
No.
Say yes.
No.
That's how this works. Well.
Sorry, puppet master.
Three handsome, one stunning.
Look at that.
How about that?
Nice recovery.
Yeah.
A lie, but nice recovery.
I guess I would be considered the stunning one. I need chloroform to stun my prey.
What is it? She'll learn to love me.
And that leads to this request, and it is Josh's new song.
so fat. I'm so, so fat. I am the fattest. I am fat. Nobody's fatter than me. Nobody's fatter than me. All I do, I eat jerkin. Take them panties off and put the salami on. Have me with the breadstick.
Now, and there's been some criticism. It is somewhat difficult to
I think if
understand
we,
the lyrics.
Wait, is it certainly. Take those panties off and put the salami on?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I'm not interested unless you're.
I think we
food.
Would ruin the whole thing if we actually had him sit down and record a song.
No, yeah.
I think that's perfect the way it is.
Spontaneous wins here.
Okay, well, Christy, do you have the? For some reason, I don't know if this is a is part of the whole COVID-19 thing, but we keep getting these stories about animals escaping from zoos.
Yeah,
and it's gone in the range from an elephant to a tiger to less scary animals.
Man, like the eaten. Exotic tropical blackbird.
Oh, wait, whoa, a guy was eaten?
What?
Yeah, I think a woman. Swiss zookeeper. Oh, was it a woman?
Siberian tiger?
Yeah.
It said right in front of a crowd.
Oh, a lot of people watching, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Yes, over the weekend,
Way to go, tiger.
I missed that one.
Yeah, so did I.
I
sent
your email.
Pretty, thanks.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to tell you.
Thank you.
When they asked the tiger how the zookeeper tasted, he said, she was great. Oh, that's not right,
that's
is it?
That's mean.
She died.
He said it, of course, because he doesn't speak German. Yeah. Where was it? What'd you
and
say?
You know why the
Swiss.
Tiger...
Oh, it could have been in French.
You know why the tiger attacked the zookeeper?
Because she's meat? Why?
She's a tiger, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
They do.
Yeah. Good. Well, I'm sorry. So this is a much less interesting story now, but thank
well,
you.
Well, the 55-year-old keeper at Zurich Zoo, that's what they're talking about. Passed away, I guess, Saturday around 1:00 in the afternoon. They were able to lure Siberian tiger named Irina away from their colleague and out of the enclosure. They tried to revive the injured keeper, but she
had been eaten to death.
She had been eaten.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
hey, on a much lighter note.
So my funny story about a bird who escapes from the Buffalo Zoo.
Is that what you had, a bird?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's kind of a sweet, funny.
An exotic tropical bird that escaped from the Buffalo, New York Zoo was located less than a day later.
Didn't attack anybody?
No. Huh. Chick, it was just in a residential yard not far from the zoo, apparently.
Oh, you got to have balls of steel to be a bird flying around Buffalo, don't you?
Yeah. Well, let's just hear the story.
They like their... Oh.
The crested Oropendola blackbird escaped Tuesday from the Rainforest Falls exhibit at the Buffalo, New York Zoo.
Oh, blackbird.
Okay, well, do we have a tribute to this, Pat?
I think everybody's ahead of me on this one. I don't know.
Blackbird.
Sure. Okay, that's...
Blackbird escaped from the Buffalo Zoo. If you were stuck in Buffalo, you would too. With the snow and ice, it climbed down its bed sheets in the middle of the night.
First call whistler.
Get dry, whistle a little dry in the whistle there, Patch.
Perfect. Blackbird running like a Buffalo Bill. By the morning he could be in Jacksonville. Finally free. Rapping on a caddy or a Jaguar XKE, hanging out with OJ, perched on a golf tee. I was waiting for a whistle.
Little tribute to the to the Buffalo Bills and the escaped. I did not see the escaped tiger stories.
Yeah, I just
you
don't
want to
read it.
He just
the tiger didn't escape.
He escaped his. Diet.
The 55-year-old zookeeper was in the tiger's enclosure. She was a longtime keeper at the zoo, apparently. Knew better. I don't know what she was thinking, but they're never supposed to be in the enclosure at the same time, obviously.
And, oh, boy.
And the tiger reacted as a wild animal will do.
Yeah. So you're, the only time you go in the enclosure is when the tiger's elsewhere.
Right. Yes. And so there will be no ramifications for the tiger because they were just doing what tigers do.
So you can still go see this thing?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Man-eater.
I hope they at least cleaned its fur.
It's a woman-eater.
She's a man-eater.
Did you just say, I hope they cleaned her fur?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he has got a red goatee on that.
What a
tiger's eating beets.
A lot of blood.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of blood when you eat somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, most of the time. Am I right, Tommy?
you can see. You can see why I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. See, the blackbird didn't eat anybody.
No.
Blackbird just pooped on a classic Jaguar XKE. Yeah. Nice. I wonder if it was a convertible. Those are nice cars.
You know why the bird escaped that Buffalo Zoo?
Why?
It's like, oh, my God, we got to get out of here. You see what they do to our wings here? I like that. Cut them off, throw them in sauce. Then they argue about who invented it.
Yeah. Then they argue about who's his best.
Yeah.
Then they go watch the Bills lose a championship.
I went to one of the places that claimed they invented it, and I tell you what. Delicious.
The Anchor Inn.
I think it was the Anchor Inn.
So good.
So it was
so good.
If they didn't invent it, they perfected it.
Yeah, I've been there too. Yeah.
That's certainly the key to that. Okay. What else you got, Christy?
Two boys magnet fishing in a southern Finland lake reeled in something entirely unexpected recently.
You ever been magnet fishing, Tom?
Have you seen this, Tom? These are like, you take this giant magnet on a piece of string and you throw it into a river is what I've seen on the video, and then they just pull it up slowly.
I didn't like it. I did not have a positive experience.
I've always seen like
the maggot joke. Yeah. You know something? I would have stuck with your buffalo wings joke and just let
is
it
that right?
Let that ride.
I'm sorry. Did I tell a joke you would tell?
Yeah,
let me tell you
momentum.
That something about
no. I know a joke I would not tell.
The buffalo wings joke. He tried to tell it and then waited and told it. It still worked.
Thank you very much.
You're darn right.
But Josh, you do have to be careful with magnet jokes because sometimes they don't connect.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Some people like them.
I see. Your son gets the Greg Hahn rim shot.
Well, some people like magnets, some people don't. It's very polarizing.
Yeah.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, you like that one too. Yeah. Okay.
Two boys magnet fishing, which I had never heard of in my entire life till just now, in southern Finland Lake.
It's always a story about this 2 weeks ago.
It's always like these spikes. They always find spikes. One guy pulled up a shopping cart.
Yeah, I must not have been here because I don't recall ever hearing about this before. Reeled in something entirely unexpected. This time, it was a rusty old hand grenade.
Oh, throw it back. Throw it back.
Whoa. What is it? You don't want it. Yeah. Spies like us.
But you know that the kids, like every other, you were fishing this weekend.
Yeah.
And every fisherman always exaggerates, so they probably told the cops, yeah, we threw it back. It was the size of a refrigerator. Yeah,
this is ridiculous. I'm not even going to try to read these names. What's the point? Are you just trying to make me look ridiculous?
No, I'm trying
to. Just give it your best shot.
How you could do with names.
Tamvoari and Viljami. I don't know.
Tommy Viori.
Yes, and
Vihami Jule Talenanaminifanala.
See, thanks. And that's Finnish, so it's got to have some.
Yes. A Mr. Tudball accent.
You got a chair at IKEA named after one of those guys.
Yeah, you're right.
Those are curtains for your bathroom, the Vilitierderbar.
They were using their magnet fishing kit to search for metal objects in Lake Vesijärvi on Thursday when they pulled up the unusual object. They called police, who arrived and quickly disposed of the grenade.
Here we go.
That is wild.
Here's one from South Carolina Lake. A young man named Knox Brewer. That is a good name.
That is a good name.
Private Eye.
Knox.
He was watching magnet fishing on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Knox Brewer, star of Hard Knocks.
Okay,
ABC. Nice. There you go.
He discovered something at the bottom of Whitney Lake. With the help of a stranger, they pulled up a locked metal safe.
Yes.
They found jewelry, credit cards, as well as a checkbook.
Wow.
Mr. Knox's father contacted authorities. They learned the safe belonged to a woman who lived nearby.
Hmm.
She said the safe had been stolen from her home 8 years ago. She has since been reunited with her belongings.
Oh, nice.
So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. I don't recall that story.
What kind of test line do you have on one of these magnet things?
These are like, I've seen the videos, they're like, it almost looks like a thin cord. It's not really a fishing line.
Okay.
More of a rope.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
like a nylon cord, I think.
And I'm getting messages. Apparently, a lot of guns are found this way.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you got to get rid of the gun. You got to throw it in the river.
Sure.
Yeah. And a steelhead trout.
Of course. Right.
Yeah, the steelhead.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to catch those. Yeah.
Oh, lady killers. Right? They keep throwing things in the river. Remember that?
Yes. I love that movie.
I did too.
The lady killers.
Okay. It's fun. Right. It's fun.
Watch it again.
I thought it was really, really good.
I found Tom Hanks cartoonish.
Oh, the whole thing's cartoonish.
That's the whole
point. I really enjoyed it, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't like it for it being cartoon. I don't like Apollo 13 either. What do you think of that?
You're wrong.
There's no accounting for taste.
Just that's telling right.
You see, we got a problem.
Okay. Now,
how could you not be on the edge of your seat during that movie?
Because I know what happens.
That's a difference.
Give it a twist.
Well, he's got a point.
So maybe then, Tom Hanks goes crazy and kills everybody in the capsule.
So then you didn't like Hamilton when at the end of the first song he goes, I'm the son of a bitch that shot him. Because you know what happens? You stop watching.
I watched it 2.5 times this weekend.
Yeah. My recommendation, if you're going to watch it, pop on the
get the
reading
captions.
Thing. What's that called? The captions.
Yeah. Closed caption. No, the reading thing.
Don't
close caption.
Massive vocabulary of complicated television phrases. The closed captioning. Yes. Have you watched it, Josh?
No.
It's
remember, Josh is anti-Hamilton.
The story goes by very quickly.
My sister-in-law was watching over the week, and I stumbled in and watched 2 minutes of it. And went, I do not think this is for me.
You can't stumble in on it.
I think you'd like it.
You have to invest.
You think I'd like it?
I didn't think so.
I could see you in it, Josh, because there's a lot of dancing, and you're quite the dancer, which people are not aware of.
Turn the beat around.
That's true. You could kill the King George song.
Well, I actually am auditioning for one of the new historical plays coming up.
Oh, what's that?
Taft. Yeah.
So fast. Nobody's better than me.
You see Taft and they have dancing food.
You guys talk before the break? That was great.
I know Willie.
I'm sitting here in my bathtub.
You're sitting. You're
what'd
sitting.
You say?
You're sitting.
I'm sitting here in my bathtub.
Did you watch that suck?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.